Case number 10,817, Joseph J. III and Kathleen Nichols, southwest corner of Route 1 Coastal Highway and Dodd Avenue, being half lot 1 and half lot 2 within Ann Acres Development, a variance from the corner side yard, and rear yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
Joseph and Kathleen Nichols.
15 Marshall Road.
And you're going to speak?
Ronald Crane.
Address?
317 Rehoboth Avenue.
Rehoboth?
Yes.
And you all swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Yeah, she gets the exhibits at the end.
How are you?
I'm the listing agent involved. I've given you pictures of the property. I've also given you letters from the neighbors. The neighbors that are colored in yellow have sent us a letter that they don't have a problem with the variance. I have the criteria for the variance. All of the porches, the shed, all the things we're asking for, they applied for building permits. The building permits were issued and the COs were issued. A little history on the property. The original house was blown away. I think the county calls it wind shear, but it was like a tornado. And when they replaced the property, they let them replace it with a modular, which was 27 and a half feet wide. The lot's 50 feet wide, so you had 15 feet from the corner of Route 1 and 10 feet from the side. When the county allowed them to put that back, there should have been a variance issue. Then that was Mr. Boynes that put the house in. Then Mr. Nichols bought the house and then had an addition put on the front porch and the rear porch, which are the same width as the main house. So now the setback is established like 12 and a half feet instead of 15 feet. So it's 2.5 feet on the side. The shed in question is in the right rear of the property, and that can't be moved anywhere else. There's nowhere within the setbacks that it can be placed. The other thing that's not in compliance is the stairs. The stairs should be 10 feet from the rear yard line, and it's only 9. Now, Mr. Nichols also owns the property behind us, which is on Elizabeth Street. It will not be detrimental to the neighborhood. I have people that are signed that says that's no problem. The variance will not impair the appropriate use of development or adjacent property. A variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief. You couldn't even move the house and have it meet the setbacks, because it's 27 and a half feet wide, and all modulars are 27 and a half feet wide unless they're a nanny coke, and then they're 28 feet wide. The original house was this large. That's why the county gave its CO to put a new house there. It's replacing a house that blew away. The requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. I believe we're correct on that. I don't think there's anything we can do. The letters are marked in the, are the neighbors across the street, the neighbors behind it, the three on the off the highway from it, and another one down the street. That's all I have.
You know what year the house was blown down and then replaced?
Yeah, that's on the, I called over here today. They said they had all that information.
You have it too?
The dwelling was, a permit was issued in 96.
8/2/96?
Yes.
And it was completed 11/14/96. And then in 4/17/97, they applied for a shed permit. It was granted. These are handwritten, so that, I don't know. The addition was put on in 5/19/97. The other addition was put on in 6/24/98. These are just porches that came off the front. They meet the setback requirements for the front and rear. Then there was another building permit issued in 99 when they redid the inside, some things inside. And then the last one on here is when I applied for the variance on the 4th of May.
I have the same. I have it all. They don't need it. It's in the file. It's okay. We have it.
I just want to know how long those things had all been there.
I called over today and they said that I didn't need to bring that in, the survey or anything, the information.
Certificate of compliance is where issued for it all.
For all those things.
It's brought up because the property is under contract to sell.
Okay,
we wouldn't have known these things until the settlement attorney was doing the title search or mm-hmm. placement, and they came across these issues.
Okay.
We had no idea. I didn't get it, but there are type photos I could have gotten for the area. If you ride down the streets in there's sheds that are too close, there's showers that are too close, there's houses that are too close. You can only put so much on a 50 by 100 lot.
Okay. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Four.
Is there anyone here in opposition?
The applicant did submit 8 letters in favor also from
okay.
neighbors.
Thank you. 8 in favor. And 4. Okay, again, is there anyone here in opposition that
8 letters in favor you submitted.
It's okay. Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. I went too fast.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10817. As Ann Acres is a very old development, small lots. A lot of variances have been granted in there, and this variance will offer exemplary character to the neighborhood. Minimum variances to grant relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,817. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.